In 1880, when Rodin was 40 years of age, he was commissioned to create a monumental door for the future Museum of Decorative Arts. For his subject, Rodin drew on the Divine Comedy by the Italian poet Dante Alighieri. In this long 14th century poem, Dante described his journey through hell, purgatory, and heaven. Rodin was enthralled by the circles of hell, inhabited by throngs of suffering creatures, and left out the other parts. Nevertheless, Rodin's work is in no way an illustration of the poem, but rather a free and personal interpretation. The Gates of Hell is the most important work in Rodin's oeuvre. He worked on it for a number of years and subjected it to constant changes. He created more than 225 figures, using them like a reservoir of forms on which he drew for the rest of his career. As we will see in our visit, figures initially conceived for the gates were often reworked and represented as autonomous sculptures. Rodin initially envisioned the gate divided into panels, like the Gates of Paradise, created in 1452 by Lorenzo Ghiberti for the Florence Baptistery, which Rodin may have seen during his travels in Italy in 1877. The project changed, however, and Rodin abandoned the structure in favor of a door with leaves and pilasters topped by a tympanum. This organization enabled him to free himself from the low relief and to place in his door figures in the round, meaning in three dimensions. He created a crowd of sometimes difficult to identify figures, as you saw earlier in the photograph of the gates. The leaves have the quality of an organic magma, a tumultuous tide of souls condemned to eternal punishment. In this third maquette, created a year or two after receiving the commission in 1880, we can see the thinker who dominates the scene, with the kiss to the left and Ugolino and his children to the right. I will return to these figures a little later on. The Gates of Hell was exhibited for the first time in 1900, 20 years after it was commissioned. In the meantime, the project of building a museum of decorative arts for which the work was intended was abandoned. Throughout our visit, we will see several sculptures designed for this project, which in the end remained unfinished. It was only after Rodin's death in 1917 that bronze proofs of the Gates of Hell were cast.